The president says jobs are being created, just not fast enough. So what to do now? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Latest unemployment figures show we're still in a molasses economy. The president has said he wants to keep the Bush tax cuts for the middle class, but that the rates on high-income taxpayers should be allowed to float back up to Clintonian levels, bringing in $700 billion to help keep the deficit down and pay for more stimulus programs. And yet, those high-income taxpayers represent the small business owners everybody's looking to for all those new jobs the country needs, jobs that they are evidently not creating for fear their profits will be taxed away. So what to do? An op-ed in the Wall Street Journal quotes a survey of those business owners, which found that two things scared them most. Number one, weak sales. Number two, a tax increase. And so the article argues that it makes no sense to try to squeeze another $700 billion from the people at the top when you're losing nearly $2 trillion by extending the tax cuts for the middle class. The implication? Don't raise taxes on small business. If you really want a lower deficit, raise taxes on the middle class, too. But wait a second. Higher taxes was the number two concern of small business. The number one concern was weak sales, as in no customers. If you raise taxes on the middle class, is that going to make them buy more? Now, the fact is, it's hard to make a good argument for raising taxes on anyone right now. All you can do is keep the government pumping money into the economy and hope that at some point, the free market notices. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.